pizza, you smoothie, me high school pizza, cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb, cause we both know that this verse is so, so funny.
Well, good morning, everybody. TGIF, thank God it's Friday, or thank goodness it's Friday. This is CA, your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, and your what? Independent clergy, here to serve, here to encourage, here to help you on a Friday. We're also here to uplift you and hope you get a lot out of my lesson today. We got a very good show lined up today on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. As always, I want to remind you, as always do, our email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Now that's, friends, if you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, whatever it may be, we are here to help you. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check the like button. And if you search me up, a lot of people say, well, I can't find you on anything. No problem. All you got to do is get on Google, type up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. I'm all over the place. Just pick one you want. And you can subscribe for free, okay? Well, I hope everybody's doing well, and we're fixing to go over what's going to happen on our show today. I hope you're getting coffeeed up. I hope you're getting your breakfast. It's Friday, and as always, I've got something that I'm going to play for you that I always do have, and while I get that pulled up on our computer. It is a beautiful day. We are here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. It's going to be another hot and muggy day. But you know what, James Brown, remind us. Hit it off, my friend. That's right, I got you, I got my listeners, and I greatly appreciate that. Okay, well, I think it's about time to tell you guys what's going to happen on our show today. So what do you say, let's get Jumping Jack ready. Did I say Junkin? Jumping Jack ready, you'll have to excuse me. All right, let's get a little Dr. Funk. Here we go. Loosen those joints, will you? All right, I got a Bible devotion on our Friday show coming up. Yield to God. Also, we got the Morning Brew Christian Podcast coffee song with John Weiler. That's right. Good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning. Some great Christian music coming up. And today, we've got Mark Lowry filling in on a Christian comedy. That's right. Also, I'm going through my biblical archives. Today, we're going to talk about what is the mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant. You don't want to miss that. Again, what is the mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant? I'm going to go over that a little bit with you. So, in the meantime, let's loosen those joints up. Okay, you had a rough week, maybe. Maybe you've been discouraged. Hey, I encourage you to go back and listen to my Wednesday show on Uplifting Wednesdays, okay? I got a lot of them. You can definitely be encouraged. All right. Put your coffee down or your water down for a minute. You may be already exercising. You ready? I feel my joints kind of loose. All right, here we go. Let's get a little music beat going. All right, here we go, y'all. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Four, three, two, one. Let's roll. Hey, you did good. Okay, and today's Bible devotion is on yield to God. Scripture reminds us in the book of Romans chapter 6 and verse 16, it says, "Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are." Eric Little, the missionary, the great runner, whose story is told in the films of Chariots of Fire, y'all remember that, has been described as ridiculously humbled in victory, utterly generous in defeat. You know, that's a good definition of what it is to be meek. In fact, Eric Little was fiercely competitive. He was determined to use his God-given abilities to the fullest. But his meekness, his kindness, and his gentleness, and his gentle spirit won the admiration even of those he defeated. You see, meekness involves being yield. The word yield has two meanings, friends. The first is negative, the second is positive. On one hand, it means to relinquish or to abandon. On the other hand, it means to give. The second definition is in the line with the words of Jesus' words. "He who loses or gives his life will find it." Find that in the book of Matthew, chapter 10 and verse 39. See, to those who submit to his will of God do not fight back at life. They learn at the secret yielding or relinquishing and abandoning their own lives and their wills to Christ, and then he gives back to them a life is far richer and fuller than anything he could ever imagine. Amen. Amen. What a great Bible devotion. All right, stand by. We're fixing to get a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning, and then we're going to listen to Mark Lowry. Stand by one moment.
That sweet aroma, bold and beautiful, I can hardly wait to taste. Early morning, something wonderful is about to make my day. Just a bit.
There we go. Give me a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning, not only on Fridays, but every day on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. All right. Mark Lowry is stepping in. Boy, I'm losing my step today. Spring in my step. He is stepping in for my characters today. Mark, talk about comedies on fundamental churches.
I remember when I was first getting started traveling and singing, I never dreamed one day I'd be on Broadway. I sang in independent fundamental Baptist churches. That's what I was raised in. And that's all that knew me. Independent fundamental Bible believing, Bible banging, foot stomping, soul winning, door knocking, pew jumping, devil chasing, sin hating, King James version only Baptist. And I'm happy about it. Our preachers aren't always right, but they're never in doubt. And many of those churches were about as big as that first pew right there. And I traveled everywhere by myself, my little car, my little soundtracks I'd bought down at the Christian bookstore. And I would go there and, you know, get there early and meet with a sound man. And of course, those little churches, they'd always have some guy out there, you know, running the sound who's about 10 years older than God. He'd be changing those soundtracks. And you know what it feels like when you've got hundreds of people staring at you between songs? How those few seconds can feel like an eternity? So finally, I just started taking my own sound system. I carried it in the trunk of my car, and I would drive about every 200 miles. I'd stop at another independent Baptist church and sing. And these people wouldn't clap, because that would be giving glory to men. And they wouldn't shout because they're afraid someone might think they're doing it in another language. But they would laugh. And all I cared about is, are they listening? Are they paying attention? And I would tell my little stories and I'd try to find songs that went with them, because I got so tired. I got so tired when I was growing up hearing people come to our church and say, this next song says, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And then they'd sing, Amazing Grace. I was hyperactive. I thought, sing it or quote it. We don't want to hear it twice. So I just started telling what Amazing Grace meant to me. It was Amazing Grace that I made it through my childhood. And I would sing on those Sunday morning services, you know, and about 20 minutes. And then the preacher always preached, because nothing happens in a Baptist church until the preacher preaches. And he would preach, you know, an hour and a half. And if he'd have studied, he could have done it in 20 minutes. But he would preach. And you know how it is. On Sunday morning, you know, you've sung your bit and you sit down and he starts preaching, and all of a sudden your stomach starts gnawing on your backbone. And you're scared to death the Methodists are going to beat you to the cafeteria. And finally he says, every head bowed, every eye closed. And you think, oh, the cafeteria's in sight. After 45 verses of Just As I Am, he finally says, Amen. And you think it's over, don't you? No, it's not. He says, now be seated, we're going to have the Lord's Supper. I don't know why they call it the Lord's Supper. You never get enough. They should call it the Lord's Snack. Haven't you ever wanted, when that plate of crackers goes by, to grab you a handful of them, get you some Cheese Whiz, and celebrate? Celebrate! He's not dead anymore. It's time to eat. Keep the lid off that tomb. Came out. Let's go eat. But I used to go to those concerts and had a great time. Slept on preachers' couches. And then I would go to concerts like this and see Sandy Patty and the Gaither Vocal Band and people that I idolized. I mean, as a young kid, I would just look up to them so much and think, man, I just wish they even knew my name. And I didn't think that I'd ever get to sing with any of them. You know, I would hear many of them talk, and I knew I could out-talk them, but I knew I couldn't out-sing them.
There we go. Mark Lowry, you know, you got to have a little bit of fun in Christian comedy. And we do thank Mark from, you know, on his shows from allowing us to play some of his comedy. And, you know, he's doing well. He really is. I think he's mostly retired now. I mean, he does go out and sing. And, you know, if you go to my Facebook page and you like us on there, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, check the like button. I do send live events or what he kind of has going on, because a lot of people ask me what's he up to. So he's been doing good, though. He still lives in Texas, and but he's doing great. All right, now let's kick it off with an E6 song. It's the Hot Mix. So I got a
just as I am, in the good, in the bad.
That's right, Jason Crabb, one of the real popular songs, Just As I Am. We're honored to play that on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, one of our most requested songs, along with We the Kingdom, Child of Love, and there's others. And today, we are going to go on a Friday. I'm going to talk to you, I don't get to talk about too much, is what is the mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant, okay? So, when you hear the word mercy, what comes to mind? Is it a courtroom situation? Is it a moment in parenting? Or perhaps, friends, you even think of the Christian worship band, Mercy Me. Well, when it comes to mercy, to the mercy of God, the Bible uses a visual of a seat. A mercy seat was the lid on the top of the Ark of the Covenant. But why? What did it mean? And today, I'm going to help you. We will discover this beautiful visual aid that the Lord gave of the great mercy to those whom He placed their trust in Him. So the question that comes to mind on our lesson today is, what was the mercy seat in the Bible? Well, the mercy seat is mentioned in the design of the tabernacle. Bible Info shares that the lid was created from gold and there were two cherub angels on each side of the mercy seat. The meaning of the seat was significant because God's cherub glory appeared over the mercy seat. This is how the Lord communicated with His people. In fact, if you go back to the book of the Old Testament, we're going to kind of visit just briefly on Scripture. Exodus chapter 25 and verse 22, Scripture says, "There I will meet you, and from above the mercy seat, from in between the two cherubim, there will be on the Ark of the Testimony. I will speak with you with all I give you in commandment for the people of Israel." My mind was absolutely, friends, astonished when I thought about the ultimate act of mercy performed by Jesus Christ. We well discover the punishment of the death and the eternal separation from God. However, Jesus came down, He died on the cross, His body was placed in a tomb. The day that Jesus came back 3 days later, we read that the two angels at the tomb, and they were not only were they at the tomb, one was sitting where Jesus' head was. In fact, one was sitting where Jesus' feet were. Now I can imagine, and you could probably imagine with me, the place where he laid in the shape of a rectangle. This would have been exactly the same position as the mercy seat if you think about it. An angel to the left and to the right of the seat of the sacrifice of God's presence. In fact, let's revisit scripture in the book of John chapter 20. If you go read verses 12 to 14, I'm going to go ahead and read it. And he saw two angels in the white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain. One was at the head, one was at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord. I do not know where they laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing. But she did not know that it was Jesus. You see, friends, the ultimate mercy seat, the moment of chivalric glory of God shone brightly as Jesus resurrected, and the two angels stood by, just like the cherubims were at each other's side of the tabernacle mercy seat. See, no longer did the high priest get into the presence of the Lord once a year. But Jesus made a way for everyone who believes in him to have immediate access to the Father. His Holy Spirit was sent shortly after and given to everyone in the moment of the salvation. In fact, if you ever want to revisit that, just make note in the Old Testament book of Ephesians. Go to chapter 1 and just read the short scriptures, verses on 13 and 14. Another question that people ask is, what do we know about the Ark of the Covenant? Well, there's a lady named Bethany Verrett. She shares the Ark of the Covenant was where Jesus' presence resided. It was a rectangle in shape, and the top that was known as a mercy seat. She tells us that the priest would have to be careful not to accidentally touch the ark because they would die immediately. You see, the glory of God is so powerful that to experience this kind of splendor, scripture even tells us that we would die. If you go to the book of Exodus, Old Testament, chapter 30 and verse 20, God tells Moses, but he said, "You cannot see my face, but no man shall see me and live." Bethany continues to share what her thoughts are on the inside of the Ark of the Covenant that holds 10 commandments of the law. Now let's go back and let's talk about Exodus chapter 25. This teaches us, friends, the Ark of the Covenant was made out of an acrylic wood that overlaid in pure gold. It had four rings of gold and poles through the rings underneath for carrying the ark. Then it had two cherubims, which were on top of each side of the mercy seat. This beautiful display was placed in the holies of holies. Now let's talk a little bit about going back to scripture. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 9, verses 1 and 10. It goes through great detail about the earthly tabernacle. In fact, if you go to verse 7, scripture says, "But only the high priest entered the second room, and then only once a year, and never without blood, which he had offered himself for the sins that the people have committed in ignorance." Verse 8 teaches us that as long as the Ark of the Covenant was being used, Jesus had not come yet. However, now the Holy Spirit has entered through Jesus' sacrifice. And if you go to Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 11, describes it Jesus as a greater and more perfect tabernacle. The Ark of the Old Covenant was a physical structure. The mediator of the New Covenant was Jesus himself. In fact, you go to Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 15, blood was necessary for both, and the presence of God was at work in both. However, the second was a better gift to those who believe in Jesus and accept his mercy. Question that comes to mind that people ask, is there a mercy seat in heaven? Well, let's go back where Hebrews is the book in the Bible that teaches the royal priesthood of Christ. In fact, this book tells us that we have not entered into the presence of God. by the blood of his sacrifices, but the blood of Jesus. Revisit Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Also revisit Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24. Hebrews clearly tells us, for Christ is not entered into the holy places made with his hands, which are the figures of the true, but into the heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. He goes on in verse 26 to say that Jesus pulled away sin by sacrificing himself. There will be a throne in heaven, friends. Jesus is already sitting at the right hand of the Father. Since Jesus is the mercy seat, we can be confident that there is a mercy seat in heaven, and his name is Jesus. I personally can only imagine that at any time, you, me, everybody that have accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior will see his face. We will be reminded of his glory and the great lengths that he went through to redeem us back to the Father. You see, mercy is not giving someone what they deserve. But if we think about Jesus, it should remind us that the God, the Creator, made a way to bring us back and not give us what we deserve from the start of sin. You see, Jesus, and I want you to remember this, is interceding on my behalf, on your behalf, on all of our behalves. We no longer have access through his presence through a priest once a year because the Holy Spirit is always present and he's living inside of us every second of every day. We are so blessed to have the ability to live by the Spirit. I want you to highlight this in your Bible if you haven't already. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25, and walk permanently into permanent forgiveness. Another question that comes to mind. Why should Christians know about this? Well, I want you to know as Christians, we respect that this is how the Lord's presence came before Jesus. However, today we celebrate that there is now no need for the Ark of the Covenant because of Jesus and the New Covenant. I want you to remember that this mercy seat foreshadowed the work of Jesus. He is where God and man meet. And I want you to remember, he is our mercy seat. So that should give you some helps. That should give you some understanding. There's a song I want to play that is totally out of the norm that I have had tons of requests for. Christmas time's coming. We're going to be playing Christmas music. Oh, see, hey, this early? Yeah, we will be playing Christmas music soon and very soon. Just heads up on that. I want to share something. Back in the 70s, I probably shared it before. I've been to several different churches. I was at North Nass for 40 years. You know. In fact, I was talking to my mother yesterday. We were talking about North Nass just a tad bit. 40 years, hard to believe. We're like one of the pioneers. There aren't very many pioneers that were left up there. Churches go through seasons. A lot of my friends have gone on to be with the Lord. As you well know, last week I lost my ministry friend due to COVID, pneumonia, which is real sad. My thoughts and prayers are for their family. Loved them very much, still do. But switching gears back a long time ago, back in the 70s in my young years, way before I went to Bible college, or seminary school I'd call it back then, I had the opportunity to meet this particular gentleman. In fact, they called him the Spears family. There were two different kinds of music groups back in the 70s that were the coolest groups. One was called the Wills family, and the other one was called the Spears family. I knew all the Spears. I was developing a friendship also with Ben Spear, who just a few years ago married Rebecca Spear, a younger lady, very great artist. I encourage you to follow her on her Facebook page. It's Rebecca Spear. But Ben was so much in love. He died of, just here recently, passed away, I should say, of Alzheimer's. But he had a talented voice. Even though Christmas time is coming around, I want you to kind of prepare your heart for that. I want you to listen to this song. It's a Bill Gaither, along with Bill Gaither group, and it's called Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. Then we'll close out in prayer. Star of Bethlehem, the late, great Ben Spear. All right, well, let's lead off in prayer on a Friday. I hope you guys enjoyed our show today. Thank you for supporting us up here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. It's the iHeartRadio studio. I am very humbled. I just want to take just a brief bit of opportunity. I know I've mentioned it several times. Thank you for making us the number one morning Christian podcast show on iHeartRadio. FM Player recognized us as the top 55 best Christian podcast on a morning show. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for sharing my podcast, and you're more than welcome to share it. Thank you for just supporting me for over 3 years. It's been an incredible journey, and God says I'm not done with you on that yet, just to continue doing what I'm doing. So we got a lot of great things going. And if you do follow me, again, I know I've mentioned it, and I want it to sound like a broken record, on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast on Facebook, I do, guys, live cast from time to time. please follow me. I'd really appreciate it. So let's lead off in a prayer on a Friday. I hope you guys are doing well. I just want you to enjoy your Friday, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we love you so much. Father, people that are discouraged, I pray you uplift them today. People that are going through a lot, I pray for a touch for you on them. Oh, Lord, you know the circumstances. You know the situations. Father God, we also pray for the ones that are sick out there, the ones that are not feeling good. We know you got your hand on them. We know you got your touch on them. Father, the people that are just in delusionals, I pray that you just touch them and heal them. Oh, Lord, we love you so much. Let my listeners have a great and wonderful Friday, a great weekend, upcoming weekend. Protect all of us, dear Jesus. And may we focus on one thing and one thing only, and that is to serve, to keep you first place in our life, to serve you, to love you, to worship you, God. Can't imagine our world without you. We thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. That's right, the sun, S-O-N, not S-U-N. The sun, S-O-N, rises on the other side. And I want you to enjoy life, L-I-F-E. I'm fixing to saddle up and leave Faith Studio 1 at the iHeartRadio studio in Fort Worth, Texas. This is CA, your on-air personality. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Y'all have a blessed day. Bye for now.